This is Ted Kennedy. The country isn't doing enough to halt the spread of Lyme disease. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a recently identified illness called Lyme disease, is reaching epidemic proportions, and the Public Health Service needs to do more to prevent it and treat it. The disease is caused by tick-borne bacteria, its name for Old Lyme, the Connecticut town where it was first discovered in 1975. Initially, it was difficult to diagnose. As recently as 1982, only 500 cases were reported. By 1992, the number had soared to 10,000. We had a major epidemic on our hands. A national conference held in Atlantic City last May erupted in acrimony over the lack of progress on vaccines to prevent it, drugs to treat it, and more effective ways to diagnose it early to prevent the long-term effects that make it so debilitating. We've let epidemics like AIDS and TB get away from us, Al. Let's not do the same with Lyme disease.
Right on, Ted. We should do what we can with what we have, which unfortunately is never enough. Your decision to hold hearings on the progress of treating and combating this grave disease is most appropriate and overdue. Ted, today scientists at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, along with their colleagues at the National Institute of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal and Skin Diseases, are supporting dozens of research projects on Lyme disease. Not only that, several other departments at NIH and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are devoting a great burst of earnest effort to obliterate the disease. The right people are doing all they can, Ted, to fight Lyme disease, but if they need more help, they'll let us know about it. We call this tick fever in the West. Our experiences with it are long and harsh, way back before 1975. We can share and help each other. Ted Kennedy and I would like to face off on a topic that intrigues you. Send your suggestion on to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.